just going to give all the things back. Leave them somewhere where they'd be found. I thought that'd make the story even better.
And so it would.
And no one got hurt. At least that was the idea. Well, she's all right, that woman.
No thanks to you.
She will be perfectly all right.
Thanks. Well, that's it, really. That's why I did it. I wanted to be top of the bill.
Even if nobody knew it was you?
I'd have known. That would have been enough.
Miss Wilson.
Mr. Holmes?
Before the worthy inspector places you formally under arrest, why don't you tell us the whole story?
I don't know what you mean.
No more do I.
Miss Wilson, you're obviously not old enough to have committed the original robberies. Why did you decide to copy the ghost? And how did you know so much about a criminal from so long ago?
Mr. Holmes, I don't need to answer it, do I? I think you know.
There's one piece of information I still lack.
What's that, then?
Your family's been in the circus for generations.
Yeah, like I said.
And have they always done the same act?
See, I was right. You do know.
And the former secrets are passed down from generation to generation. The original ghost. Your father?
Him? No, he was useless. Couldn't escape from a paper bag. It was my granddad.
And what happened to him?
He died when I was 8. Left me a sealed letter with the whole story. I was the only one he trusted. All these years, I've been the only one that knew.
So, Mr. Holmes, can I charge her now?
Yes, Jones, you can charge her.
Thank you, Cabby.
Holmes, why are we here?
Has it really not occurred to you that things have been far too simple?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that any criminal as clever as the magical Miss Wilson doesn't suddenly start leaving obvious clues at the scene of her crime.
But she was getting sloppy, we saw that. The injured maid.
That was an accident, pure and simple. It doesn't compare with the rest.
The rest? Ah, I know about the mud sample.
Ring the bell, that's a good fellow.
Mm-hmm. But, what other clues did she leave?
Oh,
do you mean the undisturbed dust? What did that tell you?
Watson, not all signposts point in the same direction.
What on earth is that supposed to mean?
Ah, come in, gentlemen. Been expecting you.
You were successful then,
completely.
It was Gloria.
Yes, you were quite right.
You know Miss Wilson, Mr. Phillimore?
Oh, yes, Doctor.
Just as you knew her grandfather?
Yes. Yes, I knew him. I knew him when he was just a struggling magician, and I knew him when he was a household name. And I'm sorry to say that I knew him when the fame was no longer enough, and he turned to crime. Yes.
Thank you.
So, Miss Wilson was mistaken. She wasn't the only one who knew the truth.
But like her, I'd kept the secret to myself all these years. When I saw the reports in the papers, I suspected at once that she was behind the robberies.
And so, you faked a burglary, left a clue which pointed to her and no one else, and then called me.
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
Yes, your clue was ingenious. Unlike the way you left the dust on the windowsill completely untouched. No thief's that good, however.
Did I do that? Well, I probably wasn't thinking as clearly as I should have been. I was so anxious to stop Gloria before the compulsion really took hold, the way it did for their grandfather.
But unless I'm wrong, he came to regret his career as a criminal.
He realized that he had perverted what should have been honorable skills. The magical arts go back into antiquity. I couldn't see another member of the family disgrace that heritage. And, of course, there was that business with the maidservant.
Which distressed you far more than the supposed theft of your own property. Another clue you didn't intend to leave, I fancy.
No. But I was so upset that Gloria could have resorted to violence. And a woman, too.
No, she didn't. It was an accident completely out of her control.
Really? Ah, I'm so glad.
And you needn't have been concerned about her giving in to the compulsion. She was planning to return everything.
She was?
Yeah, she's no hardened criminal. She was after glory, fame, Every hole was calculated.